1590. It's now time for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial. Call now with your questions at 923-1450 or 1-888-900-1450 for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial.
And good morning to you once again. We welcome you to this week's edition of Insurance Smart. Now, normally during Insurance Smart, we're dealing with things like the Affordable Care Act and Social Security, Medicare, things of that nature. And that usually is more appropriate for the, my generation. However, today we got something that we're going to talk about that's really appropriate for just about any age bracket. We say good morning to Emily Lackas, who we have not seen in ages.
I know. Good morning. Good to see you. Thank you for having me.
Good to see you. I'm going to lower the mic a little bit here because you're shorter than the last person that was here. We are talking about basically insurances, I guess.
Yes. Yeah, so what we're going to talk about today is basically making sure that you have enough coverage on your home insurance for your home itself and what kind of things might be excluded that you maybe didn't know about.
Yeah, that's significant. We'll talk about that in a little bit because I can talk about that. With construction costs going up the way they are, and it's due to a variety of reasons, what should we do if we feel as though maybe we're not covered for our full replacement cost? I mean, if something drastic happens to the house and you only get money that covers half a house, which half do you build?
Right. That's a great question.
You want the bathroom or do you want the bedroom?
No kidding. So, yeah, like you said, current construction costs have risen dramatically over the past 5 years, I'd say, with home inflation increases. In most cases, it hasn't kept up with those costs, your dwelling coverage on your home insurance policy. So the average home insurance policy usually applies about a 2% inflation on your dwelling limits on the policy each year. So when you notice when you get your renewal in the mail and you look at your dwelling or your coverage A, that limit usually increases a little bit. But a lot of times what happens is that 2% just isn't enough as the years go on with inflation. So current new construction costs right now, if you were to build a new house, are at a minimum of about $175 to $200 per square foot. And that's just a basic home construction. And especially in the past year with COVID, there's been a drastic increase in cost of materials due to the higher demand and lower supply of materials to build a home. You know, if you think about it, people aren't just building more homes now that they have downtime, but they're also doing a lot of remodels. So there's been a lot of delay in getting stuff done, mm-hmm. which drives up the cost to purchase those materials.
Maybe a weird question, but how do we figure out what our home is worth?
Yeah, that's a great question. So what we do with all of our clients is when we quote their home insurance, we don't just quote what their current coverage limit is. We go over what's called a replacement cost guide with them, and that goes over all of the features of the house. So your square footage, the year built, your address, how many bathrooms you have, what kind of bathrooms you have, you know, if it's a basic builder's grade bathroom, or, you know, if you've got a custom bathroom, or same with your kitchen, if your basement's finished, it goes over everything. And so if you think about it, your home's unique qualities add to its value. So you want to make sure when we're going over this that you give us all those details. And then the programs that we use to estimate the cost to rebuild a house based on it's all based off of the construction and those extra features. And then they also account for local factors to ensure that it's up-to-date labor and material costs.
So what would happen if somebody doesn't go through this procedure? Let's just say they just let it slide with whatever the renewal notice from their company, and then they have a disaster.
Right. So what you would think is that typically, you know, if you have, say, a home and it's valued at $250,000 and you have a total loss and your loss ends up being $300,000 to rebuild your house, you would think that they would just pay you out $250,000. But sometimes what happens is if you're not covered for that full replacement cost of what the dwelling should be at for what your replacement value of your home is, then you could be subject to what's called a coinsurance clause. And so then essentially being underinsured can limit the payout in two ways. You know, the most obvious way is by not providing the level of coverage that's needed. So like I said, if you've got a $300 home that's destroyed by a fire and you're only carrying, say, $225 of coverage, then you're short $75,000. But if you're uninsured, it can also hurt you in a second way with the coinsurance clause, which is that most home insurance policies set a coverage minimum requirement of 80% of the cost to rebuild or replace the home. So if you're not insured at that 80% level or higher, then an additional penalty is applied to the payout, and that's the coinsurance penalty. So
and we're paying that, right?
So you basically would get underpaid. So the claim payout would be reduced by that percentage of the home that was underinsured. So say like when all the Oakfield tornado, mm-hmm. when that happened and all those homes were destroyed, that mm-hmm. happened to a lot of homes out there. A lot of them were subject to that coinsurance clause.
So to rebuild, you got to fork out the difference.
Yeah. So the
equal. The
yep.
way you were.
So say if the replacement cost was $300,000, but you're only insured for $225,000, you're essentially only insured for 75% of that full replacement cost. Mm-hmm. And so if you were to have a total loss, you wouldn't just get that $225,000. You would end up actually getting the reduced limit of 75%. So they would only pay you out about $168,750. So, and that would do this, it could do the same.
And that would get you a well-decorated outhouse.
Yeah, right. In this day and age, yeah, uh-huh. yeah. So, and essentially, if you were to have a smaller claim, they could apply the same. So, say if you only had a $10,000 claim and they looked into it and saw that your home was underinsured, they could get away with just paying you out $7,500 because that's the 75% limit.
So, it pays to make sure that you have proper valuation and insurance.
It does.
On
it
your
does.
Home for obviously now a number of reasons. I wasn't even aware of that coinsurance
right.
business.
Yeah, and it's tricky.
I mean, I was, but I forgot about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, and it's not something that, you know, when you get your policy in the mail, it's like 80, 90 pages. mm-hmm. And you're generally only going to skim over the two declaration pages that lay out your coverages. You're not going to flip through and look through
yep.
all the exclusions. So, you know, a lot of people like to think that insurance companies are trying to get out of paying a claim. And rather than that, they're just, insurance policies are relying on adequate coverage being carried so that they can make it necessary to apply the coinsurance penalty or not. Because otherwise, if you think about it, if you insure your house for $225 and the value is really $350 and they were to pay you out that $350, they're just giving away money on a claim.
Mm-hmm. And ultimately then all the policyholders end up paying because
right, exactly.
they can't stay in business
yes.
giving away money.
Yep, yep.
Wow. So that makes it all the more significant that when at a renewal time for your homeowner's insurance, you really should talk to somebody like, well, you.
mm-hmm. Right, yeah. I mean, and you think about it, especially this last year with people redoing things in their house with, you know, they're at home, COVID mm-hmm. happened, you're stuck in your house, what else do you have to do? You know, you put a lot of time and expense into maintaining and fixing up your house, and you don't want to let those efforts go to waste. You want to make sure that you're covered properly.
And there's another area that we became aware of when we went over our insurance with you, and that was a laundry list of things that I think we and a lot of people assume are covered but aren't necessarily covered by just a basic homeowner's policy. You have a whole checklist of things to
right.
go through.
Yeah, so another thing that we do with new clients and existing clients, we review it every year with them, is that we go over what we call a personal lines checklist. And what the checklist is it goes over most all of the major exclusions that are on a homeowner's policy as well as auto policies too. So, you know, one big thing, especially in Fond du Lac, is sewer water backup claims. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people think that water damage is just water damage and it's covered on your homeowner's and policy. And water damage isn't as simple as
it
water
sounds,
damage.
Yeah.
yeah, that's it's not. If it's in your basement, if your sewer backs up, or if your sump pump fails, that's excluded on your policy unless you endorse sewer water or backup coverage on the policy.
I wonder how many people don't know that.
Right, yeah. And, you know, the standard limit a lot of people will throw on is like, say, $5,000, $10,000 of coverage. And that's great, especially if you have an unfinished basement and you mm-hmm. just store things in your basement. Because if you think about it, you know, you've got a lot of people have their washer dryer downstairs, your furnace.
Water
you know,
heater.
Mm-hmm, and that stuff
water
adds
softener.
Up. Yeah, that adds up. So that alone, if you have a $10,000 limit, would cover that. But now if you add in, if you've got any portion of finished basement in your basement, even if you were to get 2 inches of water in your basement, your drywall is going to suck that up The carpet's going to absorb it. Mm-hmm. It's going to hit your furniture, and that adds up fast.
And your big old pool table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? It's going to give it a new meaning to pool table.
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, when you see you're going to go check out your pool.
Yeah, yeah, right?
It's the basement, not the table itself. Yeah. So things like that, you really do need to go through this checklist to see if you have coverage that you may assume you have and don't.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of things that we go over are, you know, things like that, scheduled items. You know, if you have jewelry that you want to have scheduled, or firearms is another big one, because home insurance policies, they put a limit, they put a base limit on how much they'll cover total for firearms or jewelry, as well as per item. So it might be that they'll pay out $2,000 worth of jewelry or firearms, but they'll only pay out a max of $500 per item. And if it's not scheduled, then it's also subject to your deductible, which most home insurance deductibles are $1,000. So if you have one item and it's valued at $500, you can't make a claim, because your deductible is $1,000.
Yeah.
And it also doesn't cover things like mysterious disappearance, or if you lose
Define
it.
Define that.
So it, like, essentially, if you lose it, say you go on vacation and you lose a diamond earring, or the stone falls out of your wedding ring.
Which can happen.
Yeah. Oh, it happens so often. That wouldn't be covered if you don't have that piece of jewelry scheduled on your home insurance policy. And so it's relatively cheap to endorse that. It's definitely worth it, especially if you have a higher valued piece, you know, that you're concerned about. It's definitely worth doing that. Another big thing is detached structures. So most home insurance policies give you, they just automatically give you 10% of whatever your dwelling coverage, your coverage A is on your policy. And that's just automatically included in your home insurance. And that's for any detached structure. So that's if you have a detached garage, or if you have a shed. But say if you live somewhere a little more rural and you have outbuildings or a second garage, or, you know, if you have a, if your deck isn't permanently attached to the, you know, your house, then it's considered a detached structure. So it's anything that's not physically attached to your home is a detached structure. And sometimes that 10% seems like it'll be enough, but, you know, a lot of times you see these country homes, you've got a nice, just a basic ranch, and then they've got a lot of nice outbuildings for all their stuff. And some of those outbuildings can add up to cost quite a bit, and it's going to be way more than that 10%. So you want to make sure that you have enough coverage for that as well.
Okay, let's use a shed as an example.
Mm-hmm.
You got the basic 10% of the value of the home. Is that just the shed structure, or is that the contents? You got your snowblower, your riding lawnmower.
Yeah, that's a fantastic question, and we actually get that asked a lot. So the other structure's coverage is for the shed itself. The items inside are covered under your personal property coverage. So your lawnmower, if you were to have a tractor that's used to maintain your property, that is all covered under your personal property. Now, if you have a boat or an ATV, something that is registered separately, those have to be insured on a separate policy themselves or endorsed to your home insurance policy if that particular carrier allows you to cover a boat or an ATV or a snowmobile on that policy. Otherwise, they have to be insured separately because they're technically considered a vehicle per se.
So what should be very simple, I have a homeowner's policy, just ain't all that simple.
It's not, no.
And we found that out when we went through the checklist with you.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there were so many things that I thought and my wife thought were automatically covered.
Right.
And I think that's the general consensus of people. Yeah. You got the homeowner's policy. Hey, it's my stuff. It's in my house. It's covered.
Right.
But it necessarily isn't.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And the only way to find out is really just to go over it with you, for instance.
Yep.
And go over what you got, and when your policy is due is, or just before it's due, is probably your best time, right?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, anytime. What we do when we quote new clients is we always go over the checklist and the replacement cost guide with them. And that what we do is we typically give them an apples to apples quote in comparison to what they currently have. And then we also give them a recommended quote showing, you know, what we would recommend them adding based on what we found going through our lists with them. And then with our current clients that we already have existing, every year what we do is we pull their renewals when they come up, take a look at them, and then, you know, send them out a letter, have them go over the checklist again, make sure there is no, you know, changes. And if there are, let us know, and then we'll look at making updates as needed. It's just a nice reminder every year, because a lot of people, the last thing in their mind is, I should update my insurance. So,
well, it's one of those things that's, it's just there and you don't think about
it. Yeah. And that's fair. So what we do on our end to protect ourselves and to help protect our clients is annually, we just touch base like, hey, here's some examples of things that you may have updated that you didn't think would have affected your insurance, but they could. Let us know if any apply to you.
Well, a good example is you were mentioning earlier, a lot of interior upgrades, redoing a kitchen, even if you have it done, if you're not doing it yourself.
Right.
Something like that could impact the bottom line value, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And then you got major things like siding.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's going to impact... Yeah. I would think, wouldn't it?
Especially if you're changing, siding is a good example. It's dependent on if you're changing the material of siding. That could definitely change the cost of your house. Say if you have a standard vinyl siding and you update it with new vinyl siding, that's generally going to stay the same. It won't affect it. But, you know, if you were to upgrade your siding to a better, sturdier, like if you were to get aluminum siding or, you know, something a little more detailed.
Or even wood to vinyl, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Then that could definitely increase the cost of the house.
The value.
Yes. Thank you.
But that would be something that you would need to know when you're reevaluating the worth of the property.
Yes.
To keep that bottom line dollar amount that you talked about initially in the proper range.
Right.
So it doesn't pay to be cheap and insure it for less than it's worth, because you're really going to take it in the butt if something drastic happens.
I mean, if you think about it, you know, what's an extra $50 versus an extra, you know, $75,000 to $100,000 that you would have to pay out, God forbid, if something were to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, false economy.
Right?
Is what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm saving $50.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to save $50. Then the house burns down and, oh, I just lost that $100,000.
Yeah.
You got some webinars coming up.
We do, yeah. So, you know, we ask that everyone consider attending one of our free educational webinars. They're on Obamacare, Medicare, and maximizing Social Security. And to register for a webinar, you can either visit our website, which is gableins.com, or you can call our office at 920-921-7526. And our next webinar that's coming up is on February 16th. And we've got one at 3:30 and then at 6 o'clock. And they're typically the third Tuesday of every month is when we have those.
And the price is right.
Mm-hmm. Right? You can't beat it.
No. You don't have to worry about that insurance difference. They're free. How do you register? Again.
You go to gableins.com. So it's gableins.com. Or you can call our office at 920-921-7526.
And even though it's a webinar, you do have the opportunity to interact with the presenters.
You do, yes. Yep. Yeah, I think there's like a little chat box that you can talk with them.
All right. So those are the three main topics for the webinars. But the subject matter that we were talking about today, if people have any questions, should they give you a holler and make an appointment? Or
yeah, definitely. That same phone number, you can reach out to us or you can look on our website as well. And I think there's a link on there that allows you to email us and, you know, reach out for a quote. And we're always happy to take a look and review your policies for you.
And you were kind of implicating that you can do that at any time. You don't have to wait for a renewal time.
Yeah, you definitely don't. So the nice thing about Wisconsin as well is that we are a pro-rate state, which means that if you were to choose to switch your policy
midterm. Yeah, let's say you find out that you're lacking a lot of coverages.
Yeah.
And you don't have to wait the 6 months then.
Yep. Yeah. If you chose to, you know, get a quote and you decided you want to switch to us and say your renewal isn't for another 6 months and you don't want to wait, you can switch at any time. And then what happens is any prorated unused premium that, say, if you had paid your policies in full for the year and you left that policy within 6 months, they would just send you back any unused premium. They'll mail that right back to you.
And it's
so
always,
that's really nice.
Always worth mentioning, bundling is not a bad plan either.
Oh, no, it's definitely worth it. Yeah.
And bundling would, because you would cover home and car and these ATVs, UTVs, and all that, boats. And
yeah, so we always recommend keeping your home and auto insured together with the same carrier for that discount. And another huge, huge thing is getting an umbrella policy. You know, if you don't have one, we are always going to recommend that you at least get $1 million umbrella policy. But in this day and age, it's definitely worth looking into at least a $2 million now. So, you know, we like to start people off with at least $1 million. We recommend one for every client that we have. It's your discretion if you want to take it or not. And those are fairly cheap as well for an annual policy. So it's definitely worth looking into for that extra liability coverage.
And that kind of falls under the CYA category.
Mm-hmm.
Really, realistically.
Yep.
If your policy doesn't cover enough, you've got the umbrella policy to pick up the difference for you. And it is not that expensive.
It's not. It's
not. It's good peace of mind.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And especially with, you know, unfortunately, how often people get sued nowadays. You know, your typical liability limits on your home or your auto insurance of, say, if you only had $500,000, that extra $1 million, if you just took $1 million, is going to go a lot longer.
Yeah, if there's a personal injury, it doesn't take long to get to $1 million in medical bills.
It doesn't, yeah, it doesn't.
And that is what it's there for.
Yep, exactly.
All righty, Emily Lackus, you're the one with the information on the homeowners and the auto and boats and trucks and cars and trains and all that other good stuff. So they should give you a call, set up an appointment, review your policies, make sure you got the coverage you should have and that you need.
Yep.
All righty. Good to see you again.
Yeah, you too. Thank you for having me.
Somebody will be back next week?
Yes.
I think Larry's coming back.
I think so.
I think that's what he said. He was just taking a couple weeks off sharing it with you ladies.
Yeah, he's so good at sharing.
All righty. Your phone number if they want to give you a holler?
921-7526.
All righty. Keep warm, Emily.
All right. Thank you.
Good to see you again. And thank you so much for joining us on today's edition of Insurance Smart. A lot of information to absorb here, but I think the key word is cover yourself. Give Emily a call and go over your policies. Make sure you've got the coverage that you should have in the event of some sort of a disaster. Back again next Saturday morning at 7:35 with another edition of Insurance Smart. KFIZ Fond du Lac, it's 8 o'clock. Good morning to you.
A bipartisan package appears...